This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday has found its way into our lives again, and another hour of the DJV program on the air has found its way into your head and your ears again. It's the 14th of January. I'm Doug Steffen here in the studios, Los Angeles studios of CRN International. How about that, Jennifer? You like that?
I think there is another one of those, but CRN Digital Talk, fine with me. Yeah.
All right. So Jennifer Horn is here, and Victoria Keevan is here, and Kara Schillen is here. And Jennifer is here to start the hour off with something that will excite us. No doubt there's nothing much going on. It's kind of a quiet time here in America.
Always quiet.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Always quiet.
Well,
all right. So what's happening?
We start with the shutdown because a brand new week starts with a brand new week of shutdown. It seems that we are now in day 24 of the partial government shutdown. That makes it the longest government shutdown in history. Now, again, it is only a partial shutdown. That does make a difference. So when we talk about historic things, it doesn't quite match up in that respect. But in any case, that's where we are. There's a lot of there's a lot of pressure on both Democrats and Republicans to solve this. People are now, Americans who work for the government are now missing their paycheck for the very first time as of last Friday. And someone who has been an ally of President Trump, especially as of late, is Lindsey Graham. He was on the Sunday shows over the weekend urging President Trump to back a temporary reopening of the federal government and then declaring a national emergency, essentially. So Lindsey Graham says, look, you're not going to get help from Congress. We know, Mr. President, you want Democrats and Republicans to come together with you on this, but they're not, and you're at an impasse, and probably open up the government, and then go ahead and declare this as a state of emergency. So I think Trump is looking at trying to make this a legislative thing. I think he knows that that's the way to go. He's getting a lot of pressure from people around him saying, don't declare a national emergency or state emergency. So a lot will probably be decided this week. Meanwhile, the optics not so good for 30 Democratic lawmakers who left the government shutdown behind and headed to Puerto Rico over the weekend. They chartered a flight to Puerto Rico for a winter retreat with 109 lobbyists and corporate executives. Now, they had planned this before the shutdown, but instead of canceling it, they went ahead and they had some special viewing of the Broadway show Hamilton, which sounds kind of exciting. It was the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Bold Pack Winter Retreat in San Juan. And again, these things are not against the law. It's totally fine. It's on the up and up. But when you see the pictures of people parting away in Puerto Rico while people in the U.S. aren't getting their paychecks, it might cause a few people bristling.
Well, but it was on their dime, right?
Sure.
Not the taxpayers not paying for this.
Not the taxpayer dime. Nope. It's just the fact that they're in Puerto Rico.
Well, but the reason they're at Hamilton, I don't know if this is, like, widely known, but the reason that they're there, or anyone is there, every ticket sale is going to rebuild Puerto Rico. There are no profits for the show. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda's down there, and he reprised his role as Hamilton to raise money for hurricane relief. So, and everyone who's going down there, and our animal rescue group had bought tickets. They had discounted tickets for people who live on the island. It's kind of an island-wide thing. Jimmy Fallon's there right now, too, with the Tonight Show for the week. So it is a really, the optics of it, without an explanation, definitely looks really bad.
Well, it's actually their PAC meeting. So while they may have taken part in that charitable event, yeah, I mean, I think those two things are going on at the same time. It's the It's a Congressional Hispanic Caucus Bold Pack Winter Retreat, so it's not just them going to see a charitable show. I mean, they might have done that while they were there.
I'm sure they chose Puerto Rico for a reason, though. You know, it's not just because, oh, let's pick Puerto Rico, they have the best beaches. I'm sure that when they planned that as well, there was some other intention of bringing business to the island. I'm sure it wasn't just a coincidence that they chose
Puerto
Rico.
I'm sure
to
show that it's still a destination to try to set an example that people can still go there, for sure.
All right, so let's go around the horn here and figure out, or at least try to...
we don't want to go around her.
Around the horn, no, that's funny. I didn't even think about that, Jennifer. Thank you.
Thanks. That's what I'm here for.
The American, the usual American pastime is to do a poll. Let's poll and see who Americans blame for the shutdown. And apparently most Americans are blaming Mr. Trump for the shutdown, whether that's fair or it's not fair. It is...
Well, yes, he would take the blame, actually.
But who does... I never trust those polls. Who did that poll? Do we know? Not that I don't think Americans are blaming him, but there's another poll that I saw on CNN that said most Americans don't want a wall. So I don't know.
I did see that one, too. Yeah,
I never know what to believe.
Yeah, because the week before we saw one that said that the most Americans, 56%, said there ought to be a wall. So,
right.
What do you believe? And so should we just discount this? So much of what we hear and read and think is guided by these polls. Maybe I ought not to, for the benefit or lack of benefit of the audience here, cite any more polls. I think
they're fodder for conversation, for sure. But I think, if anything, 2016 showed us that we need to be careful about what polls we look at, because I think it depends on who you're talking to. There's also a lot of, at least from my perspective, and I'm sure maybe people on the other side of the aisle feel the same way, but I feel that many people didn't want to say they were supporting Trump because they didn't want to hear people like lambaste them, essentially, for supporting someone that they didn't like. So I think that there was a lot of errors with polling in 2016 because of people just not wanting to be truthful with them. But in this case, I saw one poll. I did not see the CNN poll, but I saw the poll from CBS that said that most people blame President Trump. Even Republicans are blaming President Trump. But the question is, whether you blame him for the shutdown or not, because I believe it's true, without Trump said digging in, there wouldn't have been a shutdown. So I guess in some way I blame him, but I also support him in the fact that we're shutting down the government and dealing with immigration, because I think it's a serious issue. I did see that the number of people supporting the wall is going up. It's just under half, I think, supporting a wall in this particular poll. But that was kind of the subtext in this, is that while people are blaming Trump, the support for the wall is going up. So who knows who's getting the traction on this? The fact is that we still have 2 years till the next election, and if this can get solved, people kind of forget things relatively quickly. But you know, if it continues on much longer, I would imagine that there's going to be some more political fallout for whichever party ends up taking the blame for it, certainly.
Well, I was looking at some of the protesters, the TSA people. I went through the airport in Boston on Friday. I said to the guy who looked at my material, how are you doing? You know, getting paid? He just looked at me and shrugged his shoulders and said, I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, right.
And that was like to be him.
That was all there was. And it was interesting. I gave myself a little extra time because I didn't know what to expect when I got to the airport. And there was really no traffic, no backup, nothing. It was, if anything, better in terms of speed. And then one wonders, if you want to play devil's advocate, are they doing their job? Or are they just letting everybody through? And could that lead to some sort of, you know,
Did you feel like you weren't screened properly?
I felt, I always feel like I'm not screened properly because I think it's theater. I think it's nonsense. But was there a difference in the way I was treated? I have pre-check, so pretty much you go through anyway. The only time I've been really thoroughly checked, if that's the way you want to describe it, was the last time I came to L.A. a couple of weeks ago when the lady had me take my wallet out and had me take everything out of my wallet. And that really annoyed me to the point of almost going to her supervisor, but I was a little tight on time, so I didn't. But I think you heard me be outraged at that reality, the reality of somebody violating my privacy in a way that had never been done before. Never has anybody asked me to empty the contents of my wallet. There was nothing in there that I was ashamed of. It was just annoying to have people see stuff that's really none of their business.
They found your spare, right? Is that what you're upset about?
No, those are the old days. But thanks for asking,
okay.
And does everybody... Well, never mind.
Never mind.
Never
I think we all know.
Yeah, okay. Very cute. So the other thing that people are talking about this morning, I think, with abandon is this massive winter storm. All the people who have died in the Midwest and the... I kind of couple that with what was going on when I turned on the television on Saturday morning. All I saw, because it rained off and on all weekend here in Los Angeles, and there were the reports, especially going up to PCH Malibu, the slides and people driving down the highway and getting stuck in the mud and all of this stuff. There is that, but it brought home, something happened on Saturday, brought home how ineffective and ridiculous the news media is. I had, in the place where I was staying, I had on Channel 4, which is NBC, in Los Angeles. And it was maybe 5 o'clock in the morning when I turned the thing on, and there were pictures of a guy who was stuck on the PCH and a couple of loaders clearing the mud and the debris off of the highway. So when I came back, actually Miles and I stopped at an ice cream place about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and they had the same channel on, and I watched, this is 12 hours later, and the exact same story, exact same video, exact same everything. Like the world had stood still for 12 hours. They showed the same guy in the same car stuck, the same video footage. And I thought to myself, with all of the money that is spent to have all the equipment that you have, you can't send somebody else out to redo the story. You can't reset the story. And this, then it sort of started fogging in my mind how much of the same stuff we have. I don't watch the news channels, but people tell me that, you see, as a matter of fact, Jennifer, you've said any number of times, I think Victoria, you have too, how often you see the same stuff repeated, the same video, the B-roll. It seems just kind of lazy.
Well, they're looking for the most, they want the most dramatic footage. I don't even know if it's about being lazy, but they're looking for what makes people go the most, because they want to make their point that these are really dramatic things happening around us.
Yeah, well, at any rate, there was rain. Yesterday was actually quite a nice day here. But this is the rainy season. Last year we didn't have much rain here in Southern California during the winter rainy season. But it looks like this year, at least it's off to a good start because there's a lot of moisture around. And it was kind of, I don't know if I'd say refreshing. I had to actually wear a jacket. What an outrage.
Yeah,
huh, Victoria?
Good.
I had to wear a jacket. Here.
You need it.
Wow. So terrible. Meanwhile, we had 11 inches of snow in Washington, D.C.
Listen to what D.C. is dealing with.
Yep. Well, let's see here. Looking around Illinois, lots of people in Kansas, Missouri, 4 people killed with all these crashes. People should have enough sense. People don't know how to drive. Flights at Lambert International in St. Louis were canceled. The Delta plane slid off the runway in Cincinnati. So, anyway, the White House has a lot of snow. So, okay. Hello, deal with it. It's wintertime. What do you think? We're not going to have
Once
any bad
again,
weather.
Says the guy who goes to California every winter.
Yeah, but it's the first real snow.
It is.
Yeah, this is the first real snow. Right.
All right.
And
so
the
come
New
on,
England,
January.
I fly back to New York, to Boston this afternoon. I'll fly in tonight to clear.
You'll be fine. There's nothing going on. We didn't get anything in New Jersey, and all the way up was clear, so you'll be fine.
Thank you very much, Victoria. I'm looking forward to being fine. I'm looking forward to getting a good night's rest. I had the where I was sleeping was lousy. I didn't have any my pillows. Looking forward to getting my pillows. Anybody who's having a bad night's rest, get to mypillow.com. Take advantage of the great half price sale that's on right now. 2 premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows, free shipping, guaranteed till the 1st of March. You can send them back if you want to. If you don't like them, they're guaranteed. Fabulous stuff. At MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJB to save 50% on everything you buy in the catalog at MyPillow.com. 21 after the hour here on the DJB program.
Most Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria, Kara, and Dougster, with a focus on Aretha Franklin. I'm going to talk about the concert that I attended last night here in Los Angeles. But first, there is this biopic, and they were talking about that last night because Jennifer Hudson led off the evening with three Aretha songs, and Tyler Perry, who was the host of the evening, made a big deal out of the biopic that is going to star Jennifer. The story about her life from beginning to end is going to be a movie. MGM announced that the award-winning stage director who has put together episodes of The Walking Dead is the director on Respect, which is the movie. And that's a good name for it. What else are you going to call it? The story of Aretha Franklin's journey from child prodigy in Detroit to international superstar. Lots of struggle along the way. Lots of wins. One of the most interesting American stories. Jennifer Hudson, who was handpicked to play Franklin. In other words, she said she wanted her to play. That was the story when she, before she died, she said, "When you do a movie about my life, make sure that you get Jennifer Franklin." So this guy who's going to produce it is Liesl Tommy. Is that how
I think
you
it's a woman?
Name?
Right?
Liesl. All right. So what's her story? Do we know anything about what she's all about? Why would they pick somebody like that? I don't know who she is.
Well, she's not a household name, but
no.
Apparently. Because of The Walking Dead and other shows that she's done as a director, I guess, the producers felt that she was the right fit. Jennifer Hudson mentioned that she thought Liesl Tommy was the right fit as well. So
yeah.
They obviously know something that we don't. But as long as the movie's good, I think that's all anybody cares about. As long as it's not over-dramatized or doesn't focus on the wrong things, then I think it'll be great.
Well, that was one of the problems with the show last night at the Shrine Auditorium. Last time I was there, I went to see Van Morrison. It's a good venue. It's close enough. It's big enough, but yet it's small enough. I sat in, I thought it was a good seat, and the original price for the seat was $50. when I first looked online, and after I bought the tickets, it was $248, thanks to the way they rip you off with these. I don't even want to talk about that. But what I want to talk about is how this thing was really choreographed for television. It'll be airing, I think, March 10th, Tyler Perry said. He was the host. He was okay. You know, he was kind of Tyler Perry. I've never been a big fan of Tyler Perry's. And then we got into the music quickly. The Jennifer Hudson performance, Kelly, what's her face from
Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Yeah, she was really good.
You know, what's her face?
Yeah. She's always
she's good.
She can sing anything.
And then Celine Dion performed. And then after that, it was one series of chirpers after another. Young kids who were screaming, trying to sound like Aretha, and they didn't. It was, and the best part of it, from my perspective, in between the performances, the live performances on stage, they had video on all the screens in the house of great moments from Aretha's career, singing with various people, stories of what she did in the 1960s with the movement. It was very warm. You felt good. Aretha was one of those people that is corny as it sounds, bigger than life. And unfortunately, the people they had performing her music were not bigger than life.
How was Patti LaBelle? I mean, Smokey Robinson, the list went on.
But they didn't let Smokey Robinson sing. He told a few stories, and it was kind of cool. But he didn't, you know, he and Aretha were very friendly all through their lives. They grew up together in the same neighborhood in Detroit. But you didn't get a sense, you know, there was no, I guess maybe the word is warmth. There was no real warmth that came out of the performers or the performances. And that's why I think I liked seeing the video, because it brought you all through her life. And I wasn't the audience anyway. There were maybe 20% white. The rest of them were all black members of the community. I thought it was very interesting. I picked a seat that was close to the front, that was on the aisle, so that I would be able to really appreciate what was going on stage. I always try to do that when I go to a live performance. But I was on an aisle, and half the show was people walking in front of me, and the guys running around trying to get people not to take pictures. And I finally said to one guy, "Will you please go away?" Yeah, he just stood right in front of me.
It's amazing you made it out alive.
Yeah.
You're the only person I know that would complain about an aisle seat at an Aretha Franklin tribute show with all the celebrity star power.
There it is. 29 past the hour here on the BJB program.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcomed to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly, for you to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The federal government shutdown continues. Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
Before he pulls the plug on the legislative option, I would urge him to open up the government for a short period of time, like 3 weeks, before he pulls the plug, see if we can get a deal. If we can, at the end of 3 weeks, all bets are off. See if he can do it by himself through the emergency powers.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine on NBC's Meet the Press.
Who is he injuring? We've got 13,000 FBI agents, more than 10,000 Bureau of Prison Guards, air traffic controllers, Coast Guard folks who interdict drugs, all of them working without pay because of this president's shutdown, and yet he says he cares about national security when he's taking paychecks away from hardworking public safety professionals.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
JV program, welcome in. Today is the 14th of January. We have Jennifer Horn at your service and on your side, along with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls and is snowbound in Washington. First time we've been able to talk about much snow this year, and I'm happy that she's got it and I won't have it when I fly back into Boston tonight. So, let's have a round of applause for Kara and the situation in Washington. Hooray! All right, Victoria, would you like to take us into the world of the known?
The world of the known, also known as a trending story. So what's trending right now, we go to L.A., where you and Jennifer are, and more than 32,000 L.A. teachers and staff members will be walking off the job today in the country's second biggest school district. That means 600,000 kids really won't have any idea when they'll see their teachers again, and this comes after weeks of heated negotiations between the United Teachers Los Angeles Union, the United, the Unified School District, and basically that went nowhere. So this is the city's first teacher strike in 30 years, and it seems just like the government shutdown. Both sides have what they want, and there is no compromise, and it doesn't seem like they're going to be figuring this out anytime soon. I guess in a situation like this, because this is a union thing, I'm not really sure what happens after that. I guess, Jen, you would probably know because your mom had gone through this, I'm sure, when she was teaching. So did they have temporary fill-in teachers who are non-union? Yeah. Is that how that works? They go non-union?
Yeah, it's not even, they can't even use the substitute unit, which is what typically teachers in the LA Unified School District do, is they call into the subunit. But that's even compromised because the substitutes usually stand in solidarity with the teachers union. So it's about, I think the district has brought in over 400 employees who will be with the kids. And a lot of the teachers, I'm kind of close to this one, just living in this area.
With the kids. What does that mean,
well,
be with the kids?
Well, it means that most of the teachers have left some sort of idea as to where they are, because I think most of the teachers care that their kids, you know, that the kids are not just going to sit there and play Heads Up 7 Up all day. So
play movies.
yeah. Right. So I think there will be a lot of movies, and I think there will be an attempt at trying to keep some of the kids on schedule. It's going to be tough because, it's really strange to see, because the district the teachers have asked for this for a long time, but the issue is class sizes. Yes, it's about money. The district is offering a 6% pay raise to teachers. They want more than that. But I think even above that, it's about class sizes.
Whoops. Hold on a second. A 6% pay raise over what period of time, and how long?
Over a year.
Their last pay raise.
You know, that I don't know. I know that consistently my mom would get little bumps here and there. I actually was on strike with my mom when it happened 30 years ago in Los Angeles. I was a kid, and for some reason I was home. I went to Catholic school, even though my mom taught in public, and I was off for something, probably a Catholic holiday, and I remember actually walking the picket line with my mom the last time the LA Unified School District. Yeah, oh yeah, we picketed, sure.
What did the sign say?
I remember that. I have no idea.
Kiss my mommy goodbye.
It was something. I don't know, but I remember it was some, you know, pro-teacher sign. But the point is that high school classes specifically in LA Unified have roughly 40 to 45 kids. And teachers have said for a long time that that's too many. My mom would tell you that she used to have kids sitting on the floor of her classroom because there weren't enough desks for her kids, especially at the beginning of a semester. The LA Unified's also, a school district, has also been pulling out school nurses and class counselors. And at the crux of this argument is that the teachers union says the school district has this reserve of cash that they're not sharing with the teachers or with the students by extension of that. And the district, led by Austin Buettner, who's the superintendent in Los Angeles, says, no, we don't know what you're talking about. We have no cash reserve. And if we gave in to all of your demands, well, we would go bankrupt and then no one would be helped. So there's a really big fundamental difference between the two sides. And they've been negotiating this not just for a few weeks. This has been going on for years. So I would imagine, I've talked to some teachers who are currently teaching over the weekend, they think that they're pretty dug in on this, and they figure it's going to last at least a couple of weeks here in Los Angeles, so it's not going to be quick if you at least listen to a couple of teachers I spoke to. They think it's going to be a, kind of a long haul.
How is government serving you? Let's think about this for a minute. I actually want to go back to anybody who's done any protesting at any point in his or her career, but I'm right now thinking about the government shut down, the federal government shut down, and now the teachers in Los Angeles go on strike. At what point do we say, as taxpayers, this really doesn't work for me? And it really doesn't work for me. I don't see it's bad enough. We all have our upset when it comes to wondering where our money goes, and we all know how much is wasted, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. But this seems to me, especially if they've been offered a six. And I'm reflecting back to when I was teaching school, frankly. I taught middle school for 4 years, and I started the first month as a sub. And I will tell you that from almost every corner, what they're saying, maybe this is 40 or 50 years ago when I was doing teaching, the classroom size is 34, 36, 41, and I didn't have any problem teaching, getting across to the kids, using tools, I didn't have to go buy paper. I didn't have to go buy pencils. I didn't have to buy books. So what's the difference in the management at that point in time and the management today? Where the hell is, what's, we, I'm certainly paying more in taxes now than I did then. And I know I was being paid $6,500 a year. The first year I taught, I was making $12,000 as a disc jockey on a Boston radio station and $6,500 a year as a teacher. So, hello, what's wrong with that, with that picture, in a manner of speaking? To me, it doesn't add up. You guys are younger. You have a different perspective, perhaps, on it. Maybe you didn't have classes that were that big. It's not the norm, for sure. I know we've had a big to-do in my hometown of Framingham about class size and teachers complaining that 21 or 24 are too many, and there's teacher's aides everywhere. I don't know. I don't want to sound like the old codger here. I don't think I do sound like the old codger, but I do think I bring a different point of view to this. Victoria, what was the average size of the classes that you, when you were in elementary school or middle school, what was the average size of the class?
I'm going to throw the curve way off. I went to a very small elementary school. There were like 12 kids in my class, so my education was not the norm. I don't think I ever had more than 15 to 20 kids in any class I was in until college. So, and even then, I didn't have any of the big lecture types classes, so I'm probably not. Kara probably can tell you a more varied response to that.
All right, so Kara, public schools in Baltimore, what was the situation?
Yeah, I would say, and I was in a county outside of Baltimore, so Baltimore schools are probably a bit more crowded. I remember my elementary school being a bit smaller, so classes that were maybe 20, 25, somewhere between 15 and 25, and then middle and high school, especially the more generic classes that kind of everyone had to take, those are probably 30-ish, 30 to 35 maybe.
And Jennifer, I know the story when you went to Catholic school was...
It was always, all through grade school and even into high school, classes would always be around 30. I think that was about average, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. And, you know, for LA Unified's part and what people aren't talking about, and you know me, I'm no fan of the LA Unified School District or the unions for that matter, but I would say if this were just all about money, I would feel a different way. But I do realize that there are real challenges, especially in secondary education. They've actually got it so that the elementary schools, at least by and large, are about 20 kids. They're actually much smaller class sizes than I was used to as a kid in private school, for sure, and that was a long time ago. But the high school sizes, if you listen to if you just talk to my mom, for instance, and I know she's just one person, but I think her story kind of rings true. When she'd first start the school year, they'd have like 50 kids in the class, and then it would whittle down to 45. And you'd actually have kids actually sitting on the floor because the classrooms were not big enough to house all the desks that they needed. No one is learning when they're sitting on the floor. They're messing around. They're talking to people. They're not taking education seriously. So I agree that they can do something better about class sizes. Certainly they have to do something because LA Unified's only graduating 50%. I mean, their graduation rate is like 51%.
And think about how much money in taxes the L.A. County tax rate and then the L.A. City tax rate.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's ridiculous.
The money, what are these people doing? And why is everybody rolling over and just accepting this? Oh, well, it's too bad. It's blah, 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 blah. This is, you know, this is a class action lawsuit here, it seems to me. The people who are paying the taxes, and if they have especially children in school or grandchildren in school, and they're going to school or they aren't getting the value. So you're still going to get 180 days, but let's say these people are out on strike for 20 days, 30 days, 40 days. You're not really getting anything from the subs. Not really, nothing really functionally appropriate to what they are bringing to the table. So, you know, the kids are being screwed, the parents are being screwed, the taxpayers in general are being screwed, and it's back to the same old thing where, you know, $20 trillion in debt. And why isn't somebody, somewhere, somehow, in some shape, wanting to do, I mean, shut the whole thing down and start from scratch? It's pretty impractical to do that. But I tell you, as a taxpayer here, this is not acceptable. It isn't. It just isn't. And there are so many different angles to this that make it unacceptable. It's damnable. So, anyway, hopefully they're going to straighten this out. Today, we celebrate National Clean Your Desk Day. National Clean Your Desk Day is about preparing your workspace for the new year and beginning things on the right note. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, or ti, do. Which note do you want to begin on, Jennifer? You want to begin on
please.
Do? A deer? A female deer? This day falls on the second Monday in January, allowing you to get through the holiday season, and now you can focus on the year ahead. It's also a reminder that a messy desk is an invitation to chaos. I can't believe that. You should see my desk. And who thinks my life is chaos? Clean desk, on the other hand, helps you to focus, be more productive. I don't trust anybody who has a clean desk. I just don't. I think that... What are you laughing about? I think that if you have, like, you see these pictures of when Ronald Reagan was president, pictures of the desk in the Oval Office, never anything on it. What was going on? How come there aren't papers? Isn't there in box and an out box and stuff? What is there to focus on if you don't have anything on your desk to look at? Anyway, do you feel, ladies, good about your workspace if things are clean? Jennifer, I can
yes.
go down the hall and look in your desk here.
Yeah, mine's a disaster. It's too much to do. It looks like if you glimpsed inside my brain, and that's what my desk looks like.
Right. Okay. What does your desk look like, Victoria? Come on, fess up.
It's pretty clean because it's also in our living space. So if it looks dirty, then the whole living room will look dirty. So I like having it somewhat clean.
Clean. All right, Kara. I don't know, well, in the studio down there, there's all kinds of stuff all over the place, right?
Maybe. It's not my stuff. I'm in places where other people are, I'm very clean. I keep my stuff very organized. If you go in my room, it's a different story. It's clean now because I cleaned it this weekend, but it's on the edge of falling apart again. I'm the kind of person who has, like, paper.
On the brink.
On the brink. It's always on the brink. It just takes a couple days, and then it becomes a mess again.
All right. Quick TV report, Jennifer. I see Criminal Minds has been curtailed. I never did think there was much to this
seasons.
Show. 15, though. Somebody must like it.
Yeah, somebody likes it. And they're getting a final season. That always shows you that they have the network's respect when they actually get time to say goodbye. So that is some television news. The Critics' Choice Awards last night. Roma won for Best Picture, and the marvelous Mrs. Maisel won for Best Television Series. So we're smack dab in the center. No, but you know what? I know a lot of people who love it, so it's on my list of things to do. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. I watched an episode or two on the plane coming out here, and I didn't get it. Everybody's talking about it, so I thought, oh, look. And see.
Well, she leaves her husband. I guess her husband leaves her, and then she goes on to become a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's the crux. Okay. All right. Tonight on television, I know Kara and I are ready for this one. Bachelor episode number 2. Colton is continuing his journey to find true love, and he'll be going on dates with the remaining women. That's tonight on ABC at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of The Good Doctor. Apparently, they're dealing with the fallout from an outbreak. CBS has a new episode.
There's The Young Doctor. The Young Doctors was a soap opera. Yeah. When is there going to be a show called The Bad Doctors?
There's The Old Doctors. Well, The
old
Bad Doctors you have to deal with in real life, you know.
Right. It's too close to home.
CBS has a new episode of The Neighborhood tonight. That starts things off at 8 o'clock, followed by Happy Together at 8:30. Magnum P.I. is new tonight, and a new episode of Bull at 10 o'clock. On the CW, it's the 4th annual Howie Mandel stand-up extravaganza, which will feature some of the hottest comedians today. So you can check that out if you need a laugh at 8 o'clock on the CW. Fox is new tonight with the new episode of The Resident and The Passage at 9. NBC, America's Got Talent, The Champions, continues their competition at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of Manifest at 10.
All right. Quick reminder about how you, at the beginning of the year, have decided you're going to make yourself look better, including the way your teeth look. If you have yellow teeth, too much coffee, tea, red wine, that sort of thing, call 800-208-1797 and use the DJV code to get power swabs to whiten your teeth the best way possible. Simple, easy, 5-minute solution to brighter, whiter smile. 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard the idea here on the DJV program for 50% off the retail price.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty.
It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The hour now on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Monday Tech Talk reality. I guess that's kind of what we have here. We have continuing review now of the Consumer Electronics Show, what came out of that. And I'm wondering if this was this consumer protection website that we, you know, we're all talking about government shutdown, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Victoria. So what, in terms of the play, how much of the stuff from CES finds its way, do you think, into everybody's website?
Into the website? Or you mean into, yeah, like, those products?
The practical stuff that comes, this is just an aside. It's not about your, I'm not trying to throw you a curveball, but I'm just interested. I saw so many reviews of CES last week at the end of the week and how many new Chinese companies were represented, new gadgets and things. And I was thinking, we said this off the air, Kara said, it doesn't look like a lot of American companies are doing innovative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder, you get down to the mundane things. Because last week, Microsoft that has now a huge gain doing basic website stuff, right? The Outlook and what you get out of using Microsoft 10, that sort of thing.
Right, yeah, they're pushing for 10 because Microsoft 7 is going to expire. But to answer your question, to not get too far off track with CES, I think there's a small percentage of stuff from CES that ends up in our daily lives, and so, mm-hmm. and it always takes a while. So those are prototypes. It's like looking at stuff in the future, and then it trickles down, it gets watered down, and then eventually we end up with some of the functions of a TV, let's say, that they have displayed at CES, and so it ends up in our daily lives. But CES is, I don't even think that's something that normal people even pay attention to. Yeah,
really?
it's such a niche thing that, it really only matters when it becomes a product that we see on the shelf and a product that we buy that makes our life better. I think that's kind of the time when people care.
That matter. Government shutdown. What sort of web problems are we going to have if we want to just deal with normal, the normal sort of? I'm getting some numbers from the Department of Transportation to put on my farm trucks. Am I going to be able to get those numbers from the DOT?
I don't know about that, but what is a big problem right now is something that no one really thought would happen as part of the government shutdown. There are sites like the Federal Trade Commission and the FCC's sites are both down, and essentially what that means is the Federal Trade Commission runs the donotcall.gov website, which most people are familiar with that site. That's the Do Not Call registry, where you can sign up your landline, your cell phone, to have robocalls not be allowed to call you. There's no one running that website right now. So if you want to register your number, you can't sign up. And telemarketers who are supposed to be checking that list regularly, they're not getting an updated list. So they can be calling pretty much anybody and using that as an excuse right now. So there's probably going to be a spike in robocalls, which already annoy people to no end. And so the FTC and the FCC have also not been releasing data that could help third-party call blockers update their products. So this is basically just spamming the American public as an unexpected result of this government shutdown. And the shutdown for the FTC, also their identitytheft.gov is one of the sites that they manage, and that's where victims of identity theft report fraudulent activity. No one's running that website right now. And if you have a complaint about your identity being stolen, which is a very, very serious thing, you can't do anything about it, and they can't do anything about it. So essentially right now for consumer protections, There's you have to really be careful even going on these websites. And here's the other part that's super scary, because the security certificates for a lot of these websites might expire and are set to expire for some of them during the government shutdown, meaning if you go on to ftc.gov/complaint, let's say, which is a very popular website, you may actually be a victim of malware and spam now, because hackers know no one is protecting these websites. So if you're going to, NASA.gov is also a site that the security ran out already, and they can't renew it because the government shut down. So just be very, very careful right now. If you're going on to any of these sites, just know nobody's home, no one's running the asylum, and just be very careful.
All right, quickly, Apple is moving ahead with their three new iPhones.
Yeah, Apple said that this year they're actually going to announce three brand new iPhones, which comes as very strange news considering they just told us that they missed the mark at the end of 2018, and most of it was because of a lackluster iPhone sales. So now they're going to do three new ones, in high-end ones, which means they're going to be even more expensive. They'll be able to do 3D filming and OLED-only screens and things like that, but expect to pay a lot more than we're even paying now for iPhones.
Cooking the goose that laid the golden egg. I think that's the category we're in there with that. 59 past the hour, Tech Talk time on DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.